Hello, my name is Courtney. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please take up a call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I'm not. I'm calling to find out if anybody who has registered has received a COVID vaccination.
Ma'am?
My husband registered back when it first opened up on, I think, the 11th or the 12th. We have yet to receive a call, and yet for the last week and a half on TV, they have been saying you can walk in without an appointment and get shot the vaccination. So I'm wondering, has anybody on the vaccination, your list, gotten a vaccination? Well, who do I talk to find out? And don't say the registration people, because all they do is take registrations.
And I'm one of them. I put you in for pre-register until something becomes available. Yes, ma'am. I get your name. I get all your info.
No. My husband is registered twice.
Everything we're doing now is pre-registered until something becomes available, because everything is booked up right now.
Where are they booked up?
You can call your local health department.
No, I've called them, and they said you should not be taking the names anymore because you are not doing it. And they have been complaining to their supervisors, and nothing gets done. So I'm trying to make certain that by patiently waiting, we're not being foolish. And it seems to me like we are. And that's why I'm looking for somebody knowledgeable who could answer my questions.
Okay, I can give you the vaccine appointment line number.
No! Are you listening? I've already talked to them. The only information...
Okay, and I don't have any information on that, on why they're telling you that we supposedly schedule or get you help. We can only put you in the system for a pre-register until an appointment becomes available. I wish I could help more, but...
Okay, but you work at the... Are you at the health department?
No, ma'am, I don't work at the health department.
Okay, are you there taking phone calls?
No, ma'am.
Do you have a directory for them?
Okay, I can get you over to my supervisor, and she can help you more with that, because...
Yeah, that would be wonderful. Thank you. Hello?
Hi, this is Shelley from the appointment line. I'm a supervisor on the floor. How can I assist?
Okay, I'm just looking for somebody who has any idea what's going on, because my husband and I are very confused.
Okay.
He's 78 years old, and back when you first posted the phone number for the Alabama Health Department to register for the COVID vaccine on the 11th or 12th, we spent a day and a half made over 1,600 phone calls, but finally did get through, and he got his name on the list. And patiently waiting. And then we started hearing on the TV news that, lo and behold, Daphne, which I believe is in Baldwin County, has walk-ins. that you don't have to be registered. So I'm trying to find out where we who are registered and patiently waiting for an appointment fit into this. Have any people on this appointment list gotten vaccinations? And if not, why are you still taking appointments?
Okay, so we're not actually taking appointments. We're only pre-registering so the health departments can come back. We're not.
Well, that's the same thing, ma'am. You're taking people's names and email address so that they can make appointment for you when they become available.
The appointments.
Yeah.
We
are you not the
them.
Health department?
No, we're absolutely not.
Well, then tell me who to talk to. Give me a phone number at the health department. I looked up the health department, and this is their number.
Oh, no, ma'am. This is a generalized line that pre-registers. We're actually in a call center. We're not even in the state of Alabama.
Well, apparently nobody understands what I'm asking them because they keep transferring me around to people who can't help. I've already talked to the registration. My husband is registered with the site to get, he is pre-registered. Is that the term you want me to use? On that line to get a vaccination. I'm just trying to find out if we're being stupid trying to wait for you to make one for us or if we should just be driving several hours a couple times a week and standing in line trying to get one that they're, you don't have to pre-register for.
Well,
I just want
to
ask somebody.
Yeah, we're trying to avoid that because that's happened. So we're here to pre-register so that your department can give you a call back and they can register you. That way you can be on the appointment.
What department?
You can have a
what
time.
Department?
The health departments.
That's
the
who I called.
No, ma'am.
That's
why
I
appointment
called.
Line. This is the appointment line.
Well, somebody transferred me to you. I called the health department, 1-800-270-7268.
I'm not familiar with that number, ma'am. I'm sorry.
That's the Alabama Health Department general information number.
Okay.
Do you know, has anybody received a vaccination who signed up on your thing here?
Well, when the departments send their reports over, they are advising that they're creating appointments and scheduling times. They go in 15-minute intervals. That's when they were first, you know, letting us schedule. They were doing it by 15 minutes. So we were scheduling. But see, what happened is that when we were scheduling, they were also scheduling. So we would have well over 100 people scheduled for a time.
Who's
paid? The health department. We're not the health department, ma'am. I'm so sorry about the confusion.
Aren't you working for the health department?
Right. We work for them. And they have told us to only pre-register. That's the only allowance we have at this time. We can't see their time frames. We can't see their dates available, nothing like that. We're only to collect data and send it to them.
Okay, let me just ask you this.
Sure.
Does it make sense to you for me to pre-register and wait, but yet there have people walking in and getting them? Does that make sense to you?
Now, that is your preference. If you would like to drive however long and go to a health department and wait and see if you could possibly get one, that is your preference. But we're here to stop people from doing that because we've had well over 3,000 people call in to just advise us of that they're going there and they're being told, oh, you have to make an appointment, and they get sent away. So we're here to avoid that. That's why we're pre-registering so that you can get a call back from your department.
No. I'm sorry, but the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing because I called the local one where they're giving out the immunizations,
mm-hmm.
and they are no longer using the pre-registered that has stopped. And they said that the Alabama Health Department is no longer doing pre-registration. I said, oh, yes, they are, because I just called them again today. So you guys don't know what, you know. And it's not your fault. Who's ever in charge doesn't know what the heck they're doing.
Mm.
I just find it totally frustrating.
Mm.
And, you know, I wish that you would report my frustration to your superior.
Oh, absolutely. I can actually send this call, like the whole call, is all of our calls are recorded. So I can just send the whole call to the Department of Health and let them know about your complaints, anything that you'd like to tell them. They'll listen to this call for you. Absolutely. I can record that for you.
Oh, well, can't you give me that number and I can call them myself?
No, ma'am. We send the files directly to the captain of the ship there. So I don't have a direct line to him. We send it via email.
You send a phone conversation through email?
Yes, ma'am. The entire recording, we send it as a clip. So he'll actually listen to you, to both of us. He'll be able to hear both of us.
Okay, then let me address him right now.
Sure.
Whoever you are, sir, I have two simple questions. How many people that pre-registered for the COVID vaccine through the Alabama Health Department have actually received an appointment and a vaccine? And why is it that the local health department say they are no longer taking those, that has stopped and now it's walk-in? And why are you still taking appointments if that's the case? My number, my name and number are Carol Ware, CarolWehr. My phone is 262-689-9962. And I'm really interested in hearing back from you. Thank you very much. And thank you, you whoever I'm talking to right now.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for calling the COVID-19 vaccine appointment line. I hope you have a great day, Ms. Ware.
Yep, you too.
Bye-bye.